都撒在你身上去。
Because each blow is a blow to Satan's body.
不是为给人看。
And it's not doing it for other people to see.
中国教会三十多年来，那些有知识、有才干的神学家和大牧师们，当火的试验临头的时候，弃正道而入邪途者，岂非比比皆是吗？
And so, in the time of a trial, when all the spiritual, the leaders, with all the skills and all the knowledge, when the time came, ran away.
同时那一些用错误的灵异解经，以人的意志代替属灵的圣灵的意思，来排斥圣经知识，偏离真道，走入邪途的，不也是不少见吗？
And so those people who had been interpreting the Bible from their own desires and in the wrong way at the time of trials when they came, they ran dropped out too.
所以我们需要两方面的错误都避免。
And so we need to understand that both aspects are wrong.
神却拣选了并且使用了那一些简单的软弱的器皿。
And God used the very simple weapons.
带领他们在真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
And so in a spiritual way, they trained themselves, they prayed for this.
让他们有真道的根基，并且有属灵的活泼的力量。
And so they have the spiritual facts and knowledge, and they have the fire of the spiritual life.
就成了中国教会三十多年苦难当中神的见证。
And so they became, in the 30 years of trial for the church in China, God's testimony.
我想应该这样去装备自己。
And so one needs to use this to equip ourselves.
第四，就我提到教会的领袖。
And fourth, the spiritual leaders of the church.
特别是牧人。
Especially the pastors and shepherds.
牧人和领袖的重要的品质是要具有与神的家共存亡的心智。
The shepherd's role is to be the.To live or die for the flock, the total.
在关键时刻，既不与被盗的潮流所妥协，也不临阵脱逃。
And so that he would not compromise and he would not escape when the time comes.
这是主的决衷，也是使徒的决衷，也是群羊的决衷。
This is something expected from God, from and from the flock.
当我们蒙召的时候，就应该有这样的准备。
And when we are called, for this, we should have that preparation.
摆上去。
To place ourselves in the presence of God.
我常想，只有平时如暂时这样的操练，才能够有暂时像平时那样的稳定不动。
And we can only train ourselves as if today was a time of battle, every day is a time of battle, so that at the time of battle, we can face it as every day.
平常的时候就好像打仗的那样去操练自己，这样才能够在真正的战争当中，就像平时一样，风平浪静一样去度过。
And so when we prepare ourselves, we need to train ourselves in that we're always ready to go, so that when the time of battle comes, we can face it as if it was just another day.
我们实在是需要用谦卑服侍、忍受苦难来为主做见证。
We need to be patient and humble and serving in order to serve at the time of need.
昨天我读到一节圣经，是约翰使徒约翰说的，说他手里拿着簸箕要扬净他的肠。主耶稣手里拿着簸箕要扬净他的肠。
Oh, I'm sorry. The Lord spoke and, in regard of when John the Baptist spoke that the threshing fork is at the barn and ready to thresh out the chaff.
今天这一个在大陆养了三十多年长的这个簸箕，也养到香港去了。
And so this has now come also to Hong Kong.
中国教会的历史将要无情地来记录每一个香港的基督徒和每一间香港的教会被养到什么地方去。
And so this threshing activity will come to Hong Kong and to see what the impact would be.
我们实在是盼望主怜悯，使弟兄姊妹和教会都能够成为真正的麦子，收在仓里，而不成为糠皮被火烧掉。
And so we trust and pray that the Christians will indeed be like the grain, which is the true grain, and not like the chaff, which will be taken for burning.
同时，我也是在主面前祷告，求神感动一些弟兄姊妹， 能够尽快地把大陆这三十多年属灵征战的总结的经验教训来尽早地来提供出来，来贡献给香港的弟兄姊妹和教会。
And so that all of us might indeed appreciate these lessons and what we've learned from all the 30 years of trials and to show to those that are in Hong Kong now.
社会的变革还没有发生，政权还没有到，撒旦的权势已经甚大了。
Even before the political change, before the change that is coming, already Satan's influence is beginning.
第五点，我说到祷告是从中国教会学得的一项重要的功课。
Fifth, prayer is an important lesson that can be learned from the lesson of China, the church in China.
我们知道，在但以理书和以斯拉书和尼希米书，我们都看见神的仆人的祷告。
We see in the book of Daniel and Ezra and Nehemiah, we see how God's servant prayed.
这三个人的祷告有一个共同点。
And they, all three of them had a common point.
就是在神面前认罪悔改，披麻蒙灰。
And that is they confessed and repented before God and covered themselves with ash.
但是我们在圣经里没有看见但以理犯了什么罪。
We don't see in the Bible where Daniel had any particular sin.
尼希米和以斯拉到底有什么罪，在神面前披麻蒙灰的认罪祷告。
And Nehemiah and Ezra, we don't see what sort of sin that they had committed in the presence of God.
他们不是因为自己的罪，而是把自己放在民族和弟兄姊妹的立场上，来替整个的民族在神面前披麻蒙灰认罪悔改。
They were not praying for themselves, but they were praying for the people. They were praying in the presence of God for the people, and that was why they had ashes.
我们的祷告要尽多地来站在教会的地位上，站在我们民族的地位上，在神面前披麻蒙灰认罪悔改。
How often do we pray for our people as if we were praying for them in that way?
第六，教会的真意。
Then sixth, the meaning of the church.
中国大陆教会经历了中国大陆教会的经历使人打破了对教会的一般的概念。
And so the experience of the church in China has now broken the misconceptions of people towards the church.
过去一般人都是从外形来认识教会。
A lot of people in the past looked on the church from the outside.
却忽略了教会内在的实质。
And not realizing the inner strength of the church.
礼拜堂和其中的设备以及各种庄严肃穆的宗教礼仪、宗教活动、一些宗教气氛，甚至于宗教感情等等的，实际上这些都是教会的外形。
And they looked at the external appearance of the church, the religious organization, the religious functions of the church, as if they were the true church.
这些外形的东西不用说我们基督徒，就是连不信的人，连那些抵挡神的人也完全可以表演出来。
Even the non-believers can actually manifest themselves in this way, not just believers.
他们今天也是正在那里头表演呢。
And indeed, today they are doing that.
但是那个教会内在的实质是没有人能表演出来的。
But the true strength of the inner aspect of the church cannot be manifested in this way.
就是主耶稣十字架的救恩在人的心中，在人的身上，在人的生活里面所起的重大的作用是没有人能表演出来的。
The cross of Jesus Christ that is born in the lives of Christians, no one can bear that.
圣灵怎么样的在人叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己，甚至于痛哭流涕，都是没有人能够表演出来的。
The spirit action to make us confess and recognize our weaknesses and all that is not something that can be play acted on.
基督的生命怎么样在这一些重生得救的人当中把他们阻止成肢体的关系，过一种肢体的生活，也是不信的人没法表演出来的。
And what the Spirit's action on making the church one body, that also cannot be play acted upon.
这些只有真正的基督徒、有神生命的人才能够自然地流露出来。
And this is only the believer, the true believer, that can very naturally have this flowing out of them.
这就是真正的教会。
This is the true church.
不在礼拜堂和外表的形式。
This is not depending on the external appearances and in church buildings.
这是大陆三十多年教会的经历给我们认识的一点。
This is what the church in China of the 30 years experience has shown us.
一个人真正的意义是人本身，而不是这个人外表所穿的衣服。
The true meaning of a person is a person's basic person and not what the clothes are.
有一个丈夫确认有一个某一个女子是不是他的妻子，不在乎这个女人是不是穿上了他妻子的衣服。
A person who recognizes his wife but doesn't recognize his wife because of the clothes that the person is wearing.
而是看看这位女士是不是他妻子本人。
But that whether this wife is his own wife in his own person.
是不是具有他妻子的性格、他的爱情、他的生命？
Is her character, her love, and her life.
有没有他妻子的贞操？
And would that be the special characteristics of his wife?
这就是教会的本质。
And so this is the characteristic of the church.
大陆很多的基督徒对教会的认识不是看是不是有礼拜堂。
And it's not dependent on whether there is a church building or not, like in China.
礼拜堂可以被不信的人所占据。
The church building can be occupied by non-believers.
礼拜堂可以被不信的人来控制。
It may be controlled even by non-believers.
牧师那个人也可以被不信的人所控制。
Even the pastor himself might be controlled by non-believers.
也不是看那个礼拜堂里有没有非常动人的宗教意识。
And it's not whether that church building has a very lovely ornaments of the religion.
甚至也可以说也不是看你礼拜堂那个讲台上讲的道多么符合圣经多么纯正。
It's not even whether the preaching is in accordance with the Bible or not.
那看什么？
And what is what can be seen?
看看你讲道的这个人和你所带领的弟兄姊妹所走的道路。
And it is the way in which the person who is standing on that pulpit walks that way and how he's leading the people.
教会实在是有一条道路要走的。
There is a way that the church goes.
讲的再好听而走的道路却是和神的道背谬，这个很难说是神的教诲。
No matter how beautiful the preaching might be, if that way is not in accordance with God's way, that is no use.
这也就是大陆教会的外形和本质的矛盾。
And so that there is that contradiction in the outer appearance and the inner facts.
教会本舍化的问题。
And in the society and its
本舍化当。
And the true essence of the church.
他们提出了自立自养自存三字 self, three selves.
In the three self church, they have three characteristics.
Self control,
self support,
自立自养自存
self establishment.
实际上这三字叫我说应该一字。
I think that maybe there actually only is one concept there.
实际上归根结底就是单单的依靠神，就这一字就够了。
If we think on the essence of this, really what we need to do in the church, in the true church, is just a total reliance on Christ.
单单仰望神，单靠神而站立，靠神供养，靠神传扬，教会内外的一切事工单单的依靠神，不受人的控制，这其实叫真正的一条三字的道路。
If we really truly depend on the Lord, then our establishment, our support, and our preaching would be all in accordance with the Lord.
教会的界限不单是要画在国家之间的界限、民族之间的界限，或者是阶级之间的界限、贫富之间的界限。
And the lines that are drawn, not only are those lines in accordance with the government, with the political system, with the classes and these sorts of division.
这些都是外边的界限。
These are just all external divisions.
更重要的界限是里面的界限。
The divisions, the most important critical discerning points are in ourselves.
信的和不信的之间的界限。
That is the true difference between a believer and a non-believer.
大家不要误会，我不是说慕道友和信徒之间要划界限，不是这个意思。
I don't mean the line between a person who is seeking and a believer.
在领导和掌握教会的圣工方面，信的和不信的一定要中间有界限。
That is for those who are leading and leading that church to go on that way, there is a division between the believer and the non-believer.
在神的圣工上，真信徒和假信徒之间应该有界限。
The true believer and the non-believer, that line is an important line.
在神的圣工上属神的和属世界的一定要有界限。
In God's work, for those who are serving, there must be a line drawn between those that are of the world and those that are of God.
在神的圣工上，忠心和辩解中间一定要有界限。
For those who are faithful versus those who are unfaithful, there must be a line drawn.
这都是里面的界限。
And so these are the lines that have to be drawn inside.
忠心和辩解的问题。
And then those who are faithful or not.
神仆人最重要的品质是忠心，而不是才干和热心。
The person who is a servant of God, the most important is faithfulness, and not whether he has skills or that kind of thing.
应该忠于神，忠于神的真道，忠于神的见证。
To be faithful to God's word and to be faithful to God's testimony.
站住见证的工作才是神的工作。
And the testimony of God is God's work.
丢掉见证，丧失原则的工作，那只是人的事业，而不是神的工作。
And to throw away that testimony, it becomes like it's a man's work.
工作的主权是在工作的主，而不在做工的仆人。
The privilege, the power of the work is in the hands of the master and not the servant.
仆人只有一点，听命。
The servant's thing to do is to be obedient.
没有权做主。
He has not the prerogative.
主的命是什么？命令是什么？
What is God's will and God's command?
圣经借着圣灵借着圣经来向我们启示的全部真理，这就是神的命令。
And God's command is God's revelation through the word of God.
工作和工作的主这之间的关系。
The work and the master of that work, the relationship is important.
工作和工作的主，你到底是爱哪一个？
Do you love that work or do you love the master?
你到底是珍惜哪一个？
Which one are you really going to be following after?
中国的教会有深深的一个经历。
There's a deep message there in the church in China.
爱工作过于爱工作的主，实质上是爱自己。
To love the work more than the master of the work, indeed, is loving oneself.
是爱自己、爱名利的一个变态的表现。
It is another way of loving fame and fortune. It's just an abnormal manifestation.
因为工作是人自己经营的嘛。
Because work is of our own hands.
把主的工作看为自己私营的事业。
To look at God's work as if it is one's own work.
实际上是窃夺了主的荣耀。
This will take away from God's glory.
我很长时间有一个矛盾。
For a long time I had a contradiction.
有许多话是不敢写也不敢说。
There are many things I didn't dare think or write about.
但是我长时间地在主面前祷告寻求，我觉得应该靠着主的恩典，不是靠着我们自己，靠主的恩典，有一些事情应该和弟兄姊妹有交通。
But I prayed and sought for the Lord for something that I could share with brothers and sisters.
有许多有名望的神的仆人。
There are many famous servants of God.
他们今天离开了世界。
They have departed from this world now.
我们是不是应该正确的按照神的旨意来总结他们所走过的道路，来作为我们的见解。
And do we accurately portray what they did for the Lord for our benefit?
有的时候常听见有人说，不要看人嘛，人都有软弱。
Now people say, well, don't look at man because man is always weak.
因此这一言以蔽之，对过去的大人物神的仆人我们都一概不管了。
And then they say, well, because of this, then let's not care about all those great servants of God in the past.
我想这不是神的心意。
I don't think that's the desire of God.
你看圣经上记载着许多属灵的伟人，他们的优点、缺点两方面都有记载。
If you look at the Bible, we see how the great men of God, both their faults and their goodness is described.
我们总结这一段历史的时候，也不要光是宣扬好的而隐藏坏的。
And when we do that, we should not just talk about the good part, but and forget about the bad part.
因此我愿意举一个有名的一位人作为我们的一个教训。
And I'd like to illustrate with one famous person.
大家都知道在中国的教会里面非常有名，有起重要作用的一位神的仆人，贾一鸣老牧师。
And we know that there's a very famous and great servant of God in Chinese history, and Brother Jia.
很多人都公认这是一位在中国的教会里面是一位杰出的神学家。
And many people recognize that this is a great theologian in the history of China.
实在是给中国教会很多的供应。
Indeed, has supplied a great amount for the church in China.
他得到大概是在奥地利一个有名的神学院里面的一个神学博士的学位。
He obtained a doctorate in theology from a university in Austria.
他写了许许多多的属灵的书籍。
And he wrote a lot of theologic books.
许多宝贵的解经的资料。
very precious devotional commentary types of material.
而且他带领了一个在中国大陆里面是最好的一个神学院。
And he led one of the best seminaries in China.
培养了许多教会的工人。
And really cultivated a lot of great servants of God.
在1955年以前，他那个灵修院实在是非常好。
And in his seminary in 1955, it was still an excellent seminary.
而且他和北京的王明道先生一样，来公开的演讲，向弟兄们姊妹们指出中国的教会不能够走三字会所走的道路。
And he very clearly, with Brother Wang Mingdao, described that the fact that the church in China should never go the way of the three self movement.
他明确地用神的话语来勉励弟兄姊妹，我们灵修院是不能够参加三字会的。
And so he very clearly, specifically said that we should not join the three self.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
神的真理的要求。
God's truth demands it.
所以他的灵修院是非常的蒙恩。
And so his seminary was very much blessed.
但是有一天发生了一件事情。
But then one day, something happened.
一个政府的一个官员
，there was a government official,
带领着三个工作人员
，brought some about three persons were working there.
到灵修院里来找到了贾老牧师
，to go to his seminary to talk to him.
关上门谈了三个小时
，talked with him for 3 hours.
这三个小时是软硬兼施
，this was using force and soft ways of speaking to him.
要求他参加三字会
asking him to join the three self movement
向他指出如果参加三字会的话有哪些好处
to tell him what are the advantages of joining the three self movement
如果参加三字会的话你这个灵修院可以继续办下去
and that if you joined three self movement you could continue your seminary
而且贾老牧师那个时候有圣经66卷的每一卷书的详细的解经讲义
And he had a commentary for all the books of the Bible and described in detail.
都已经抄写好了，成了稿子了，还没有印刷出版。
This was all prepared and ready in manuscript form. It's just not printed yet.
就告诉贾老牧师，你如果参加三次会议，灵修院继续办下去，66卷查经讲义全部出版。
And that if you join the three self movement, there will be publication of all your commentaries too.
如果你不参加三次的话，这一切都要停止。
But if you don't join the three self movement, your seminary and your publication will all be destroyed.
这是很严重的一个考验。
This was a great trial.
三个小时以后，贾老牧师终于签字参加。
In 3 hours, Brother Jia, Pastor Jia, he signed the statement.
马上，全国三字委员会的那个领导机构的名单里面就加上了一位副主席的名字。
And so immediately, on the three self movement, the vice chairman became Pastor Jia.
正主席吴耀宗，副主席就是贾玉明等等的几位副主席。
And the chairman was Wu, and the vice chairman was Pastor Jia.
于是贾玉明老牧师就和吴耀宗同席而坐，握手言欢了。
And so they sat down together and shook their hands at that in that organization.
后来有的人去问贾老牧师：“你昨天还在讲不应该参加，是神的旨意，你怎么一许的功夫就变了，就参加了呢？”
And then someone asked Brother Jia, he said that, just the day before you were saying it's God's will not to follow the three self movement. How come you joined them?
老牧师说，我考虑到神学院继续办下去，六十六卷查经讲义要出版，这个工作不能够破坏呀。
And he explained that when he...
下神的真理的要求，你看看这个事实的发展会怎么样呢？
Let's just put aside for the moment the truth of God's will and then just see what developed.
全国的副主席也当上了，但是神学院并没有继续办下去，照样封闭，而且66卷书一卷书也没有出版。
And indeed, what happened was that even though he did become vice chairman of the Three Self Movement, the seminary was closed and the commentaries were never published.
而且自从老牧师参加了三次会那一天起非常奇妙，属灵的事情，人没法理解。第二天，神学院的空气完全变了。
And from a very a spiritual viewpoint, it's something which cannot be understood. But the day in which he signed that document, the next day, the total atmosphere in the seminary changed.
那种属灵的气氛完全消失了，被一种政治气氛、斗争的气氛所取代了。
spiritual atmosphere became a political atmosphere, an atmosphere of accusations.
老牧师悔之晚矣。
And so the old pastor, this was too late now.
名字已经登上去了。
And his name was already published.
出比不入要更难。
And so to get out was even more difficult than to get in.
从那一天起以后，灵修院也就垮台了，而且老牧师最后的光景是悲悲惨惨离开了世界。
And then the seminary was closed, and then finally, in sadness, the old pastor died.
最后的时候，好像是都有一些精神恍惚。别人问他说：“老牧师，你是最主张祷告的人，教导我们如何祷告，你怎么现在不祷告呢？”
And he even became somewhat confused in his old age before he died, and people asked him, "You always talked about prayer. Why don't you pray now?"
老牧师说：“哎呀，我现在不祷告了，我不祷告，我神不听我的祷告了。”
He says, "I don't pray, and God no longer hears my prayer."
我们从这一位有名的神的仆人身上，我们应该总结一个教训。
We need to summarize this great man of God in one lesson.
我们不管这些应许除六十六卷书还是继续办留学院这个事情是不是能够兑现，那当时应许的时候说这个话的时候，没有人能够有理由说是一种骗局，不可能兑现。我们不说这个，单说这条道路走上去合不合真理。
Let's put aside the problem of whether the joining of the three self movement and the advantages there of the seminary and the publication, that particular problem, and then just come back to the truth of the way of God.
如果是不合真理的话，整个教会再兴旺，工作再开展，再有成绩，也只是人的一种这个，就是人的 business， 做买卖一样。
Even if the work could continue, but if it wasn't in the will of God, then this would just be man's work and not God's work.
所以我觉得给我们一个教训，就是神的仆人、神的工人，实在是以爱主、过于爱主的工作才能可以。
And so the leaders of the church, the workers have to realize that to love the God of the works is much more important than to love the works.
教会是基督的新夫。
Church is the bride of Christ.
丈夫要求妻子最重要的，你们想是什么？
The most important demand of the husband towards the bride.
假如你的未婚妻有学位，修了学位，也能够做衣服做得很好，这个烹调任务也很高，这个技术也很高，又会接待人，是全能了，什么都能。
If your wife is a skilled in the scholarly words and is a great cook and a great seamstress and is a great hostess,
里里外外都是非常精明能干的一位女子。
Very skilled in both external skills and skills in the home.
但是只有一点。
But just one thing.
她偷偷地爱上了别人。
She secretly loved another person.
她失去了向你的贞洁。
She has lost the purity.
你将怎样来看待这个妻子呢？
What would be your attitude towards that wife?
哪个是重要的呢？
Which is more important?
你能不能说，哎，那是小事，不要紧。你看，这个。
You say, well, that's only a minor matter.
里里外外多好啊。
She's so good, both externally and at the home.
蛮体面嘛。
She's really very understanding.
家庭布置的这个富丽堂皇，那蛮好嘛，失去贞操，那不要紧。
Everything looks so great at home, and just a small matter of purity.
我一定得要上医院检查，我这个神经不正常。
Then I really should examine myself to see if I'm normal. If I say that,
教会是基督的心腹，最重要的是教会的贞洁。
The church is the bride of Christ, and so the most important thing is the purity of the church.
你的什么工作都没有开展起来，但是在神面前，你有一个属灵的贞操。除了爱主以外，不爱任何人。
And so, before all the works, one needs to know that the church is pure, with only one love towards the Lord and none other.
我实在是啰嗦太多了，不得不删掉很多。最后我说一下我们的责任，我们怎样帮助中国大陆的教会。
And so, how are we finally to help the church in China?
第一，大家都知道祷告。
First.You all know that. To pray for it.
但是很多人把祷告当作一个形式。
A lot of people take prayer as if it was just another function.
我们需要有切实、有负担、有压力的祷告。
We need to have dedicated, sincere, and pressured prayer for the church in China.
如果你的亲弟兄姊妹、你的亲人在大陆被下在监狱里，试想你的心情是如何？
If you have loved ones who are in the jail in China, I can imagine what sort of feeling you may have.
为什么我们今天的弟兄姊妹，我们的肢体在那里都嫁入监狱，我们却无动于衷？
Why is it that our brothers and sisters, our own body are in the jails and we don't have this touching in our hearts?
一个肢体受苦，全身就一同受苦，在我们的里面，这个句话是不够深刻。
If a part of the body is in pain, then the rest of the body should be in pain too. This passage in the Bible is not deep enough in our hearts.
我们的责任第二是对大陆的真实情况要有一个深切的了解。
Secondly, we need to understand the true condition of the church in China.
这就是帮助大陆的教会了。
This already is helping them.
第三，复兴我们自己，摆上我们自己，在神面前，为海外的教会大复兴来摆上。
To revive ourselves, to place ourselves in God's hands, God's hands, to revive the church outside.
海外的，起码是华人的教会有一个大复兴起来，对中国大陆的教会是一个极大的一个援助。
And the churches overseas all are revived, it would be a great encouragement to those in China.
如果我们在国外的弟兄姊妹，国外的教会是冷冷淡淡、荒凉，怎么样能够谈到帮助大陆的教会呢？
If the churches outside of China are all cold, how can we help the church in China?
我们那个帮助也最多就是把国外的教会搬进去了就是了。
And the best that we can do is bring the outside church into China.
我想，半个世纪以前，从西方往东方去传，那个时代已经过去了。
Half a century ago, the missions work from the west to the east, that's over.
实在是需要从东方把受苦的一些经验来贡献给西方，同时把西方先进的一些属灵的财富来贡献给东方交流，而不是这个去帮助那个，那个帮助这个的问题了。
It is now an interchange when the suffering from the east need to be brought to the west, and the knowledge from the west brought to the east.
第四，我们用祷告，用我们的各方面的力量，甚至于用我们金钱的奉献去支持海外一些大陆的福音施工。
And using our prayers, our strength, and our funds to support the organizations that are outside of China but working for China.
我愿意利用几句话来介绍一下中国信徒布道会最近做的这个工作。
Especially maybe I could introduce a work that is now going on in the Chinese Christian Mission.
中信的同工们最近利用复活节期间做一个复活节的礼物给大陆出来的留学生。
Especially recently, there have been this written up for those who have come out from mainland China to study in America. This is a tract put out by the Chinese Christian Mission.
这个礼物包括一个60分钟的一个录音带，里面是 Handel 的那个 Messiah 的中文的唱的。
This is Handel's Messiah, sung in Chinese, a 60-minute tape.
还有一个复活节的一个福音信息的一个卡片。
And also there's a card track with a special message for the Easter.
如果你认识从大陆出来的中国留学生还没有信主的，你可以在那卡片上写上他的名字，下边签上你的名字，然后就把这个录音带和这个卡片作为礼物送给他。
And so you can write down your name and his name that you want to give to him and then give this all as a gift to the person.
我带来了几个，可惜在飞机上没有到。如果大家需要的话，可以写信，一封信就寄去，他们就给中信就给寄来。
I brought it along, but it's still in my baggage somewhere.
东西有了，但是没有传递人。
There are all the materials that are available, but there is a lack of those who are transmitting that.
我必须得要结束了。
I need to conclude.
最后我想说，我们无论是我还是李弟兄，我们的讲话，这种演讲式的，可能会折服不了你。
Whether it's Brother Lee or me, when I'm talking about giving a sermon to you, this may or may not convince you.
现在还徘徊在得救门外的亲爱的朋友们，我们的讲话语可能说服不了你。
maybe we can't convince those, especially who are still wanting to accept the Lord but haven't really reached it.
但是亲爱的朋友们，我相信有两点事实会使你完全折服。
But I believe that there are two facts that will convince you.
第一，你有罪。
One, you have sin.
你别责备我，别怪我，我怎么责备你？你有罪，我也有罪。
I have sin too, and I'm not scolding you.
我的罪并不比你少。
My sin is no less than yours.
所不同的就是我找到了一个解决我罪的办法。
What is different is I have found a solution to my sin.
我亲自接受了主耶稣在十字架上流血是代替了我罪恶的惩罚。
I've signed that the Lord Jesus, his death on the cross has substituted for my sin.
我多么样的希望你也和我一样找到一个解决罪恶的道路，并且找到一条胜过罪恶的道路。
I pray that you will also find this way of solving your sin problem and also conquering sin in the future.
我相信这一点一定会使你折服。
I trust that this will convince you.
第二，主耶稣基督爱你。
Second, Lord Jesus, He loves you.
十字架上的伤痕就是一个爱你的证明。
The scars on the cross is an evidence of His love.
这一点会使你折服。
This will convince you too.
人的话语说服不了你。
Man's word cannot convince you.
罪的事实和神的爱这个事实会折服你。
The fact of man's sin and God's love will convince you.
我盼望朋友们伸出你信心的手来接受这个白白的救恩。
I pray that you would stretch out your hand in faith to accept this gift of salvation.
好，请你替我们做一个简单的祷告。
Let's pray.Our Father, we just thank you because you are such a God of love, because of the scars that you bore for us, because of all that you did on that cross for us. Today we can be here. And as we remember the trials of the church in China, the suffering that was borne by your faithful servants in that land, humans just as we are, and yet given that suffering and trial to purify that church.To build up that church so that it might be a lesson to us today as we sit here. God, that lesson might be deeply embedded in our lives and heart. To understand that lesson, to realize, God, what you would have in store for us. So that as we go through our lives, oh God, that the trials that we do go through might perfect in us a deeper appreciation of your love.A growth in our own spiritual lives, a building up of our church, that we might indeed glorify your name in this land, that we might indeed remember those in China, remember all those who are suffering for you, remember all those millions and millions of Chinese who don't know you, and all those other people in this world that don't know you. And God, we know that your heart...burns with fire for all the lost souls in this world. And God, we pray that each one of us might always burn with your passionate love for all those that we know and don't know, that indeed many, many will come to you to accept you as Lord and Master, to enjoy the privilege of serving you, of testifying for you, and yes, indeed, of suffering for you. And God, we just pray thatToday, as we appreciate your message and all that you have for us, God, we just thank you because we know that there's no other life-changing force as dramatic and as wonderful and as meaningful in this life as your gift to us. We thank you, God, for everything that you do give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.